Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's time for, in case you missed it, you know, sometimes we get going throughout the week and we have a bunch of things that went on in the news and with celebrities and we don't get to them. So this is the time we'll take to update you on everything that we may have not gotten to throughout the week. But first, after the show, we usually keep working. We do commercials. We cut liners. You know, we do work. It's not like we get done and then we go home.
Yeah, we don't just come in here for 4 hours and
slave and have to talk some more.
And we do liners. And liners are the things you hear when we're not on the radio. So if it's in the afternoon and you hear us doing a commercial or something that's coming up, an event, that's a liner. And yesterday, we were doing that, and we have a behind the mic for you, which I'm not really excited to play because I already know what it is.
Oh, you're the star, though, right?
I'm not the star of it.
Should we try it? I haven't heard it.
I don't know what it is.
I was trying to listen to
the clip. We're pulling the curtains back. After the show. The microphones are rolling.
All right.
And just a nice little conversation that took place.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show. Behind the mic.
Did you know? Who was the guy's name? Roosevelt? No. Who's on the dime?
The Pope? No. I always thought it was the Pope. Doesn't it look like a Pope sometimes? It's that short, chubby head. Who is that?
Oh, my God. The Pope.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show. Behind the mic.
Now it's Roosevelt, obviously.
So I had this liner that the first line was something about the March of Dimes.
Yeah, it was an event for the March of Dimes.
Yeah, and so I was, and now I just heard this recently that the March of Dimes was created by Roosevelt, who.
And why are you asking?
Well, I was trying to.
He was
make
trying
my,
to personalize.
Right, here's the thing. Al asked who's on the dime because he didn't know. Jenna and we didn't really know. I
said, who's on the dime?
I don't remember.
Well, I was bending down trying to find a dime in my purse so I could look.
Right.
I don't have Googling a dime.
And here's the thing. Not to make excuses or anything.
Not to make excuses. The Pope?
Because you know the Pope changes.
Right? He does. But it looked. When I moved to the United States back in 1991. I didn't really know the presidents quite yet. So all I knew was John Paul II. So that's who it looked like to me. To me, on the dime, it looked like it's John Paul II.
Okay.
The old Pope.
I see you trying to defend yourself. Now, you have been.
Look at a picture of John Paul II and tell me it doesn't.
I haven't really put that much thought into the dime.
I haven't either.
Yeah, because it's the side view of Roosevelt, but it really does look like John Paul II.
It is so small. I'll give you that.
I came from Mexico. John Paul II is like Superman back then when I was a kid. And so, to me, it was John Paul II. I was like, the Pope's on this coin. I was a kid. I was eight.
The Pope.
I was eight.
So, who's the only person
Here we go. You're going to make us look stupid now.
No. Who's the only person that's on a bill that's not a president? Is it Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on a bill.
He's on 100.
I think he might be the only one.
I think he is. Jackson's on the 20.
Yeah.
Lincoln's on the 5.
Right.
Washington on the 1.
There you go. Look at you. What's the Pope on?
The Pope is on the dime. Awesome. Look up a picture of John Paul II.
Okay,
tell me it doesn't look like Roosevelt on the dime.
Let's get to this other stuff.
No. I'm going to let everybody get on your phone.
Nobody cares.
Come on. We have it up at kidtv.com right now. Tell me that doesn't look like Roosevelt on the dime.
Roosevelt.
It is.
See, I would have thought maybe that was Truman. Looks a little bit like Truman.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I don't know. I don't care.
Or the Pope.
Call me stupid.
But now you know.
See, now
I knew if above anything else, I knew it wasn't the Pope.
I didn't know the presidents yet. I was eight.
But you're not a child anymore.
I never looked it over.
You've been over here for a few years now.
I'm sure I learned it sometime in school, but
there's only so many times you can use "I'm not from here" as an excuse.
When you're a kid, it just sticks. You know, even if I got taught in high school or elementary school.
Who's on all the peso currency?
Not now, because they've changed it.
I think they've changed it quite a bit.
So, not now.
If you are going to Mexico, by the way, and you have money in your pocket, U.S. money, and it's got a little tear in it, go to the bank and change it. Because Mexico folks do not take torn U.S. currency.
All right. Thank you, Al. I'll
let you know that.
Good to know.
Now, let's get to, in case you missed it, these are the things that went on throughout the week. We didn't really have time to get to it. Like Matthew McConaughey, he has a distinct voice, and everybody has their own impression of him. Mm-hmm. I do. Won't
sure.
quite as... All right. Everybody does. I'm Matthew McConaughey. And so does this parrot. That's all he's got, but it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I mean, it's dead on.
Yeah.
It's
pretty good. Missed that this week, so thanks for playing that.
Oh, you're welcome, Kelly.
Yeah.
Because you maybe.
All right. What else did we miss?
Now, this is a book I happen to own. It's a book you can read to your children when they don't know how to talk yet or understand.
Everybody poops.
It's Go to the Blank to Sleep.
All right. This is a spoof book. It's got a lot of bad language in it.
Yeah.
Go to the blank to sleep. It's like, you know, these wonderful little nighttime, bedtime stories you're supposed to read to children. Somebody brought it to our Christmas party a couple of years ago as a gag gift.
I have it. And
you
they
got
have,
it. They you have, got it.
We had it just because of a baby shower. But the audio version has Samuel L. Jackson reading it.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's so good with Samuel reading it.
I bet.
But now the author of that book has a new book called You Have to Blank and Eat. And you know who they got to read it this time?
Who?
Bryan Cranston.
How was school, hon? Whoa, your lunchbox is full. How are you not passed out in the street? How is it you're smart? How the hell are you growing when you basically don't eat? You know who loves dinner? The duck-billed platypus, but I know I'm facing defeat. This spoon-feeding makes me wonder why the we weaned you from the I hope you know it's super special to go to a restaurant. Hey, back in your seat. You me? This whole menu's crap to you, but a roll on the floor, that you'll eat?
Heisenberg can read you a book.
That's frightening.
Isn't that cool?
That's scary. Great.
That's frightening. Mm-hmm.
Please purchase your book.
I missed that one.
You have to blank and eat.
I
missed that one.
You didn't like that one, Kelly?
I didn't like that one.
I'm going to buy you that book.
It's maybe different when the moms are giggling reading Go to Blank to Sleep around a little party, but hearing Bryan Cranston scream like that was uncomfortable.
Well, that's the point. It's Heisenberg.
Okay.
What else did we miss?
What else did we miss out?
Yeah.
How about the video making the rounds of a baby laughing every time his dad coughs? Because babies laughing are hilarious. Dad needs to go to the doctor. He's going to get that little baby sick.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
And cut back on the smokes.
I bet you he's not even covering his mouth because he's holding the baby with one and then the phone with the other one. He's spraying them all over the place. Right. How about my boy, Eminem? Eminem getting in trouble. He was at the concert for Valor, aired on HBO last night.
Okay.
Well, Tuesday.
Tuesday. This is from earlier in the week. And Eminem, at the end of the show, had this going on.
Now what? Yeah.
Now, don't get mad at Eminem, okay?
Why?
Because it's not his fault.
Okay, you're at the Concert of Valor. Yeah. You're there to honor veterans.
And then Eminem does this.
D.C., happy motherfucking Veterans Day.
It's Eminem. What do you expect? What do you expect?
They said he just swear through and through.
Yeah. It's HBO, so you're allowed to.
Yeah.
It's not like it was on PBS or something.
It's not an issue of whether you're allowed to. It's an issue of whether it's appropriate in the setting. You know
what
I mean?
Is there ever going to be a tipping point for what, you know?
No.
When's enough enough?
I don't mean to be a parent
or an adult right now, but come on.
What?
Isn't enough enough?
Enough of what?
He's being Eminem.
He's vulgar.
He's not vulgar.
That's not vulgar?
I mean, that was.
Well, like, I don't care that
I've never
swears,
understood that particular swear word either because it's disrespectful to mothers. I don't understand why that's okay. Your mother is supposed to be your most precious person in the world. It's disrespectful. I don't like it at all. That and GD, I can't stand it. Okay, now I'm on
Thank
a soapbox. I'm
going
to sit back down.
Yeah.
Kelly, I'm sitting down.
I'm discouraged by what's going on.
How about Bill Clinton? You like Bill Clinton?
I think he's hot. I can't.
You love Bill Clinton.
Okay. What did
Now, if you're wondering what Bill Clinton is watching on TV, you know, here you go. He told Ellen.
I like Scandal. I like House of Cards. Kevin Spacey's a very close friend.
House of Cards.
But the thing about Scandal and House of Cards that makes it fun to watch is that I can't imagine that either a President Spacey or the President's Chief of Staff on Scandal could really get away with murder. I wish I'd known about that.
Yeah, I wonder if like Obama watches this and George W. And George Bush. Do they watch these presidential shows?
Wait, that didn't seem like George W.'s cup of tea.
No.
Maybe.
He watched it.
He's painting.
He's painting dogs and stuff.
It might be.
I feel like he watches Duck Dynasty.
We're doing In Case You Missed It.
Catfish.
These are the things we didn't get a chance to get to during the week. Yep. Now, there's a video on YouTube of some kid named Jack. He's probably about 15 years old. He decided to microwave one of those neon green glow sticks.
Ooh. Oh.
Guess what happened?
Ooh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh. Watching videos on Kid TV.
Damn it, Jack. Come here. I have no clue what to do with this.
Did it help me to my eyes?
I gotta see what to do, ding-a-ling.
Googling.
Dad! I'm trying, Jack. I don't know what to do.
How about water?
In the shower.
In my eyes! Okay, Jack. You seem fine, and now you're putting water. I didn't say put water. Contact with eyes or skin may cause this temporary discomfort. In case of eye or skin talk, flush with water for 15 minutes. So just sit there and keep flushing away with water.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sure you're sorry now, Jack. You can always be sorry after.
Mm-hmm. You ding-a-ling.
Why would you want to microwave a glow stick?
Because kids are stupid sometimes.
Stupid.
We've done that. We've all done
stuff. It's in his eyes. I hope he's okay. I mean, that's an idiot, but I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he turned out he's okay.
What's in that stuff?
I bit one once,
chemicals
and it went in my mouth, all the liquid.
Say that. Yeah. Let's
Why
go to
would you do that?
Let's go to QVC.
Shut up.
Yeah.
QVC Pitchman. My fam.
Easy to be sorry after the fact.
Ding-a-ling.
How many parents have had that conversation?
I thought I was the only dad.
Easy to be sorry afterwards.
Yeah, that's true. It's so easy to be sorry after. You never think about it. You have to be sorry beforehand.
I thought I was
absolutely
the only,
right.
I thought I was the only dad who called his son a ding-a-ling, but apparently it's out there. QVC Pitchman Nick Chavez, my dude, gets a little too excited trying to push his new hairspray, which also has a weird name. Mm-hmm.
Do you love my plump and thick?
I keep like 8 cans at a time.
Oh, together. Girl, let me give you a kiss. That is good. That one's got it. Whoa!
Oh,
I fell on my booty.
Hey, Kelly, I have a question for you.
Do you love my plump and thick?
Yeah.
That's the name of a product?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it makes your hair fuller and thicker.
Oh,
it's a very serious problem for women.
You know what that bed means? It's time to play Trip a Day.
All right.
If you want to go to the Universal Orlando Resort, call us up 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What color number do you like, Kelly?
Well, you know I always go with my favorite.
Okay, go ahead.
13.
13, your chance to play. 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort is next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We are so excited to be giving away a trip to Universal Orlando Resort, and we're doing it by playing 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort. And who do we have on the phone right now?
Well, we were looking for call number 13. We got 13. Joe Chapa.
Joe Chapa. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
What's happening, Joe?
Joe, have you had your cup of Joe this morning?
I have not. I'm sitting outside a donut store, though, waiting.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we need to get you winning this trip so you can go and get some caffeine. Maybe you won't need caffeine this morning if you win this fabulous trip. Now, do you know how to play 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort?
I do. I've been listening to you guys every morning, so I'm ready to rock.
Well, great. Well, I'm going to tell you what. If you keep up with really despicable people and horrible human beings, you should have no problem winning today. All right, we're going to play you this voice, and then I'm going to give you 3 clues, and you'll have 6 seconds to guess who it is. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go, Joe.
I would not ever, ever, ever put my kids in danger.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that was the audio clue. It's quick. But again, like I said, if you've been keeping up with horrible human beings, you're going to get this. Here's your 3 clues. Chickadee, forklift foot, Dumb and Dumber 2. Your 6 seconds starts now.
Honey Boo Boo's mom?
Yeah, but what's her name?
June boobies or June?
June. God. June. You know what?
You got it in.
Said June.
You got it in.
Yes, we're gonna give it to you, Joe.
You June. Said June right at the.
Yeah.
Right
congratulations,
there.
Mama June.
Oh, God.
June boobies.
Can you play the farting sound for me, please?
What? What's that?
I need something this morning.
You need
play
what?
The farting sound for me, please.
Oh, no. I'm about to take that trip away from you, Joe. Joe, I'm gonna take it away from you if you don't hush.
He has already won the trip. Here you go, Joe.
All right, this
Kelly, he's asking for it.
Okay, well,
I'm not gonna play.
Fine, if you want to. Hold on a second. Let me tell you at least what you won first.
We love you. We love you. I love listening to you every morning.
Thank you, sweetie.
Joe, do you want to hear what you won?
You rock.
Oh, you're so nice.
Oh, that's kissing Kelly.
You know what? Talking to me, I think, is prize enough for Joe.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Joe, you've won this trip to Universal Orlando Resort. You get admission to the park, Universal's Islands of Adventure, yeah. Universal Studios, of course, and Wet n' Wild Water Park. Round-trip airfare to Orlando on Southwest Airlines. Tickets to see Blue Man Group and a three-night stay at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Whoa.
Oh, that's awesome. My in-laws are going to hate that I'm going to come and see them.
Who are you going to take? Your wife, I'm assuming?
I will take my wife, and just so y'all guys can have some fun with this, my mother-in-law looks and acts like Mrs. Doubtfire.
No way.
Really?
She goes like this, hello.
Yeah.
She's unfortunately always awesome, though.
Oh, that's great. Well, you have an awesome time, and thanks so much for listening.
Way to go, dude.
Hold on,
Joe.
Good guy.
Now, get if you have coffee and a donut.
Yeah.
Started,
go get
right.
your coffee, Joe.
Oh, I'd love a donut. Hey, if you're trying to call and you're like, oh, I can never get through, it's all right because there's a bonus chance to win one of these trips to Universal Orlando Resort at KidNation.com. So if we were playing that audio and you were trying to call and you were like, I know that answer, just head to KidNation.com right now, enter that answer, and you'll be entered for a chance to win this trip to Universal Orlando Resort.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Let's move on to some loving.
Some loving?
Some loving. Kelly's been reading a book called Get the Guy. Mm-hmm. The author of that book is Matthew Hussey. He's on the phone with us right now.
Yes.
What's up, Matthew?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, hello. Matthew, I just discovered something about you I did not know by reading your book. That you
what
know,
did you discover?
That you started off as a DJ.
You did.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Really?
In England?
In England, yeah. I used to be a nightclub DJ.
How about that?
Okay. So you were actually spinning it.
Yeah, he was on the one and the two.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I wasn't a radio DJ. I was traveling around doing different gigs. Yeah, God, that felt like a long time ago.
Wow, hold on one second, Matthew. What was your DJ name?
The Hussey.
Yeah. It's a perfect DJ.
The Hussey. Yeah. DJ Hussey.
You've got one of those names like mine. It's like, why change it? Because it's Kelly Raspberry. Yeah, why change it for radio? Sure. It just works.
All right, DJ Hussey. Well, Kelly's been reading your book, Get the Guy. She started the book club. And you've been giving us tips every single week.
And women have been using them, hopefully. And I'm sure some men have been trying some of this stuff, too. And what happens is we talk to you so much because Jenna and I are so selfish for your knowledge that we never got around to you giving the tips from last week. So we want to make sure we get those tips out of the way, and then we're going to just beat you down with our questions.
All right. Fantastic. Well, the first big tip is, this is for anyone who wants to get more social, but when they go into an environment like a bar or even a daytime venue, they're normally a little nervous. That takes them a while to warm up. And sometimes it takes us half the night to warm up, and then we never get into it. Mm-hmm. So here's something you can do the moment you walk in. We call this the two-hit method.
Okay.
Because when you walk in, instead of going and finding the closest table or somewhere you can sit down, you're going to talk to the people that are the closest to you. But you're not going to have any intention of carrying on the conversation. So, for example, if you were at the bar and literally to your right, there's someone standing there, man or woman, you're just going to look over at them and say, hey, how's it going? Mm-hmm. Now, you're not trying to carry on the conversation. Keep your body language pointed away from them. Just look at them and say, hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
They'll say, good, thanks, you. You say, great. That's it. Now, before you leave, before you walk away, you say, by the way, what was your name? Mark, have a great night. I'll see you in a while. Then you walk off. That's it. Now, the beauty of this is that when you see Mark 30 minutes later or an hour later in that same venue, it's so much easier to, as you walk by him, say, hey, Mark, how's your night been since I saw you?
I love this.
It's very, very easy. Now, the beauty of this is, if you think about it, most people only go out with two friends, on average.
Uh-huh.
Most people are out with two friends.
Okay.
So when you do this, an hour later, when you say hello to them again and you can call them by name, you're the they know you third best out of anyone in the venue. So you're their third best friend now. Now, what I love about this is, in the first 10 minutes of being out, you could do this with 20 different people. And 20 different people are now walking around the venue feeling like they know you slightly better than everybody else.
Oh, God, but you got to remember everybody's names. How do you remember everybody's names?
Yeah.
You don't even have to remember the name part. If you've just given someone that that little bit of attention at the beginning of the evening, they're far more likely to speak to you halfway through the evening when they're worrying about which stranger to talk to. So this gets people talking to you and you talking to everybody else. And
love
of course,
that
there's
one.
No pressure because you're not trying to carry on the conversation.
Right.
And you become the most popular person there, too, which is great.
That's exactly right. Now, this next one is about making yourself a bit of a challenge. There's a great line that you can use with anyone during conversation. When you're flirting with them, women can use this with a guy they've just met, or they can use it with a guy that they're flirting with in the workplace or someone they've known for a while. When someone says something you slightly disagree with, for example, someone says they don't like ice cream and you love ice cream, you just say to them, it would never work between us. The moment you say it would never work between us, guys tend to start in their own minds, they go into prove it mode. They want to prove now that it would work. Yeah. So if you were standing next to a guy at Starbucks and you said, I could really use your help with something, you need to choose a muffin for me because I can't decide. In that moment, if he says blueberry, you go blueberry, it would never work between us. He's going in his own mind, yes, it would. I'll show you.
That is so true, Matthew.
I agree with him on
it
that.
It would never work between us. A really nice kind of disqualifier that actually makes someone want to earn you and work for you. And the third tip, this is just a nice one for everyone who wants to send a text this week to someone that they care about, someone that they want something more with. I want them just to send a pure value-giving text message. When we say, hey, what are you up to? That's a value-taking message. That's like saying, I'm bored, entertain me. If you send this message, it's just a beautiful value-giving message that makes people feel warm towards you and makes them want you in their life. You're just going to send a message to someone saying, hi, handsome, hope you had a great start to the week. Can't wait to see you soon. You can send this on Monday.
So ask a question, handsome. Make a statement.
Exactly.
Right.
Hi, handsome. Hope you had a great start to the week. Can't wait to see you soon. What I love about this is you're not asking to see him soon. You're not saying, when am I going to see you? All you're doing is wishing them a great week. And that person who receives that message, there will be so many guys that when they get that message will be like, oh, this is such a breath of fresh air from the drama that everybody else creates in my life.
Yeah, she's not
when
needing anything.
Right.
Exactly. Not needing anything and just wishing me well. That's something that's actually pretty rare these days. So the woman that does that for us scores a lot of points.
Well, I'm glad we got those tips out of the way because a lot of people were angry we didn't get to them last week. So we wanted to do that, Matthew. Now, Matthew's going to stay with us through the break.
Okay.
And when we come back, he's going to take your questions. So if you have any for Matthew, I've got some off of Facebook that I asked our listeners if they had any, so I've got a few too.
But we'll
if you want to call and talk to Matthew directly, and who wouldn't want to talk to him, give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. We're talking to Get the Guy author Matthew Hussey.
Next.
We're going to Disney World, and we're taking 60 kids and their families with us.
I'm going to Disney World.
Listen as we go live from Orlando next Friday, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Leave on Thursday, broadcasting live Friday.
Yep. Yeah.
Exciting time.
This time next week, we'll be in Walt Disney World.
Yep.
Yeah, we're excited, right? I wonder if we're going to talk to Matthew Hussey from Disney World.
Maybe
the kids will have some questions for him.
How do we find love in Disney World?
I know, right? I bet it's possible.
Speaking of Matthew Hussey, make sure you watch Kid TV because we got him on Skype, ladies.
Oh,
oh really?
That's awesome.
You
good morning, Matthew.
Hey, Matthew.
Hello.
I'm on.
How's my hair?
It looks good, Kelly. Right. I don't think he can see you.
You're way dressed up for this time of morning, dude.
I actually just came from an early morning meeting, believe it or not.
Oh my God. Yes, following you on Instagram, I saw that you have recently given in and bought some winter clothes in New York.
I have. Look, this is sort of a wintry outfit. I got the white jumper. I haven't worn anything like this in a very long time.
British people call sweaters jumpers. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
I saw you on Meredith the Era yesterday. That was kind of fun. You played matchmaker for the girl in his band. And in her band,
oh,
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, it was fun watching these guys on the date. I feel like we need to help some of these guys out with what they say on dates.
Yeah, right. We should maybe do a day where we have guys call in with questions because, you know, they're the ones we want to get,
yeah. And
they want to be got, yeah. I hope. Well,
yeah, this is true. If we could help guys take more risks and approach more women, I think women wouldn't have to do so much of the legwork.
Yeah, well, we just talked to Matthew a few minutes ago, and he gave us the tips for this week. Real briefly, send a value-giving text to someone you've got feelings for. Work in the room like a pro by using this two-hit method and making yourself a challenge. And we have that up at kidnation.com with some more explanation.
Uh-huh.
But we've got to get to some listeners' questions for Matthew.
Absolutely. You guys were talking about maybe getting some guys to get some advice. We have one.
We have a guy right here.
A guy
with
a question.
We have a guy question. Francisco, what is your question for Matthew Hussey, author of Get the Guy?
Good morning, everyone. My question for Matthew is, I'm in a relationship right now, but, I mean, she gets mad at me about every little thing I do. I don't know if she just doesn't want to be with me or if, I don't know, maybe she just is scared of everything I do because she doesn't want to lose me or something.
So she picks fights or criticizes you? Is that the deal?
She doesn't criticize. Well, yeah, kind of. Like, in a way.
So, Matthew, how does Francisco get over the little fights that his girlfriend is starting with him over nothing?
Or is she trying to send him a message?
There you go.
Well, I think the only way you're going to figure out if she's trying to send you a message is to figure out if it's truly about her right now and either her insecurities, because sometimes it comes from insecurity when you're picking fights with someone all the time. Or coming from some desire to create a problems in the relationship. The only way to know that is to first assess whether any of the things she's saying are actually legitimate. So you've got to first go introspective and say, is there anything that she's saying that's valid right now that I do actually need to change? Now, that may not be true for all of it, but it might be true for some of it. So what you then do is you go back to her and you say, okay, look, there are certain things you've been saying that I think are absolutely valid. And I'm going to change those for you. I'm going to work on those because I care about you. I love you and I want to make you happy. And I'm going to fix those. You work on those. But if you find that while you're working on those things and genuinely putting the effort to change it, you're still getting a bad rap for all of these things that actually you know in your heart of hearts you don't need to change, that they're things that are just part of you, part of your makeup, and they're not things you want to compromise on. Then you need to sit down with her and say, look, these other things, that's just me. That's who I am. So if there's an issue there, and you know, we need to talk about this because these are things I can't just change. If at that point she doesn't change, and by the way, you can also communicate with her that like, the way you're talking to me right now and the way you're communicating me over these things isn't helping me. I want to be a better man for you. I want to change for you if there are things that I can, but the way that you're communicating with me right now isn't helping things, and I need you to adjust that at the same time as I'm adjusting a couple of things.
Or dump her.
If you can't...
Or dump her. I mean, there doesn't come a point when a girl treats a man badly enough that he's like, I deserve better and I'm leaving.
Are you getting to that point, Francisco, where you might dump her?
The hardest part in any relationship is knowing when we're wrong or when the other person is wrong. That's a very difficult thing to figure out. So as long as you're focusing on being the best person you can be, and then you go back to her from that place, then you get true analysis instead of, you know, letting your pride get the better of you. And, you know, your pride can mean that you won't fix anything because you'll be angry at her. And then actually you're not improving yourself either.
There you go.
Hopefully that helps, Francisco. You check yourself, see if those
have a talk.
Tips help, and then call us back and let us know how it goes.
All right,
Matthew.
I'll call next week, probably. Thank you,
sweetheart.
All right, keep that chin up, Francisco. We'll get your number, man, so we could keep up with
or
you.
Or dumper.
You guys were also right.
Or dumper.
Yeah.
That's why I call it dating, man. You know, you're checking people out. So,
exactly.
And they're checking you out. So sometimes it doesn't work.
This is a good question, Matthew, that we've been taking questions on Facebook, and Randy wrote in, because, you know, a lot of girls want to know, how do you, even if you're in a relationship, no matter what stage, you want to know how to kind of further it and advance the relationship. And Randy writes, my boyfriend and father of my two children and I have been together for 8 years, but we aren't married. What is it I need to do to get us to the next chapter in our lives?
So did she say she has kids with him?
Yeah.
Kids and together for 8 years, but not married. And I guess that's what she wants.
This is a very tough one because kids are involved. But I would say this. Firstly, analyze your reasons about why marriage is so important to you. Because if you've been together for 8 years and you have kids together and this man is committed to you, he's loyal, he wants to be with you for the rest of his life. If that's the case, for what reason is marriage still something that bugs you each day? You know, for me, if marriage is a nice set of vows to each other, but at the end of the day, if you're together for life anyway and you have kids, is this still something that is going to change your relationship or really take it to another level? I'm not so sure. Now, if it's something that's fundamental to you that you have to have, maybe it's for religious reasons, or maybe just marriage is something you've always said I have to have, and you're okay with that, then you have to actually sit down with him and say, listen, you know, for me, this is an important step. It may not be as important for you, but I know you care about me. And in caring about me, I need to let you know that this is essential to my relationship that I'm going to be in for the rest of my life. See what he says to that. By the way, you're not pressuring him. You're not telling him he has to. You're just saying that it's essential to the relationship that you have for the rest of your life. But Randy, you have a tough decision to make, because if he says, well, I'm not into this, I still don't want marriage, you really are going to have to make a choice between the man that is the father of your kids and finding someone else who does want that extra step. But I think you really have to start by analyzing why why it's so important to you when you already have all of the things that people do hope for when they're getting married.
There you go. Randy was actually on the phone. She called in to ask that question. Randy, did you get all that?
I hope you heard it all, Randy.
All right. So sit down, talk to him, and if it's something you truly want, you know, then you might have to walk away from it, okay?
Okay.
All right, Randy.
Well, I'm curious, now that she's on the phone, I just want to ask, like, what more is there now that you have, if you have a stable relationship and children and a happy home? What does the marriage mean to you?
It's just something that has always been... it's just something I've been raised with.
Yeah.
My parents have been married for 24 years. It's something that I've always been raised to do, and it's just part of me is really what it is, and it's just something that I feel that. And it doesn't have to be a huge wedding. I'm not looking for anything like that. I'm not looking for this huge.
You just want the final touch on your relationship to solidify your relationship for you, right? You just want to solidify your relationship with marriage, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's important to me.
Well, sit down, do what Matthew said, and have a talk with him, and then get back to us and let us know how it goes. Okay, Randy?
Women love labels.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
they do.
With clothes and with relationships.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, for sure.
So, Matthew, is it ever okay for the woman to propose?
Ooh. Yeah, I think so. As a general rule, I think women should allow the guy to do it. But, I know relationships where the woman has proposed and it's all gone well and they're a happy couple. So I think they can. I don't think we should make too many hard and fast rules.
Does she have to ask the man's parents for permission?
That's a good one. I've never considered that before. Yeah. No, I'm going to say no.
All right. Here's a question for you on the phone, Matthew, from a stage five. Megan.
A stage five.
Oh. Megan, what do you often get called?
Clingy.
Stage five clinger.
I'm in a new relationship and we're long distance, and in the past I've been called clingy and needy, like I need a man in my life, and this one feels like the right one, and I just don't want to make the same mistakes again or to have him feel the same way that guys in my past have felt.
All right, so you don't want to be clingy.
Yeah, how does she get rid of the clinginess?
How does she uncling?
Yeah.
Well, I always say, people always think that when you meet the right person, all of your analysis and jealousy, neediness and clinginess, all of that goes out of the window because he's the right person. And that is complete nonsense. The right person is like alcohol. It just brings out more of what's already there.
So if you have the right person, actually those insecurities that make you clingy can get worse because you're so afraid of losing that person that you start clinging onto them for dear life. Have I ever told you the butterfly story on this show?
The butterfly story.
No, I love butterflies.
So.
Oh, let's he's going to tell us a story.
This is really lovely. Imagine that the right person is like a butterfly landing on your hand. Uh-huh. Now, there are three types of person in this scenario. The first type of person sees the butterfly and is so deathly afraid of this beautiful thing leaving that they ignore it, they pretend they don't want it in the first place, they hold their hand out, and the butterfly leaves.
Yeah.
The second type of person is so terrified of the butterfly leaving that they do another thing. They put their hand over it, and they cover it to try and make sure that the butterfly can't leave. And the butterfly either dies or it tries to find a crack and leave. The third type of person, the person that really understands relationships, is the person who, when the butterfly lands on their hand, they put their other hand up to shield the butterfly from the wind, and the butterfly sees the value in staying, and it stays.
Protection.
That is the model of how a really amazing relationship is. It's a relationship where you add value to someone's life. Now, when you're clinging on, you're taking value because what you're really saying is, I don't want you to leave me. I'm terrified of something going wrong, so I'm going to hold on to you. It's all about you. You've got to start thinking about what you want to add to somebody's life. And if you can shift focus from what you want to what can add value to their life, you won't have to hold on to them tight to make them stay. They'll actually want to stay.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard being a long-distance relationship, too. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Matthew, what about using push...
Good luck, Megan.
Matthew, what about using push pins to hold the butterfly's wings down?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the third thing is to crush it.
This just turned into a horror movie.
We love having you, Matthew Hussey. I hope our listeners are getting the guy. I know it's been a few weeks, and hopefully we'll start hearing some success stories, too. The book is called Get the Guy. He is Matthew Hussey. You know, get the guy, follow along. We'll be talking to him hopefully next week.
By the way, if guys, you want to come follow me on Facebook as well, I'm on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CoachMatthewHussey.
Coach Matthew Hussey. I'm going to go like you right now.
And if you just want to look at photos of Matthew, just follow him on Instagram like I did.
Awesome. So again, go ahead and get Matthew's tips and links to buy his book, Get the Guy. It's up at KidNation.com.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
It's Friday, everybody, and I'm excited to talk about movies because I got to watch the big movie coming out this weekend. And here to talk about her personal opinion on Dumb and Dumber 2, T.O., is Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Hey, Gray.
Yay, hello.
Yay.
I'm excited about how dumb this week is at the movie.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what I think of the movie because I want to know what you think first.
Why? Are you afraid to have your own opinion?
No, because I already told you guys what I thought, but I want to know if it's up to par with Gray Drake.
Oh, like if your movie
critics. I'm going to ace this test.
Okay, let's see.
I was really nervous about this film, and I think my expectations were really low.
Okay.
And I was pleasantly surprised by this film because it presents just enough new joke ideas that it made me laugh. Like, I would say on laugh scale, if 10 is like me laughing so hard that no one can hear the dialogue, the movie, which happens, the movie consistently gave me solid 4 laughs.
Okay. Okay.
And then a few times I went all the way up to like 8.5 and started to annoy my boyfriend.
Wow.
See, I agree.
That's great.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you felt the same way. Does that mean I passed the test?
You absolutely passed the test, except I went in with
yeah, he high had high expectations.
I had super high expectations, Gray, and I was pleasantly surprised as well.
Yeah, I thought that it was just enough new stuff, and the Farrelly brothers played on everybody's expectation that it's going to be the same jokes. And even though I think that Lloyd has really gotten mean at this point, as compared to the first movie, I guess that is what happens when you're 20 years older.
Yeah,
right.
Which one was Lloyd?
Lloyd was Jim Carrey.
Is he dumb or dumber?
Okay.
You know what? I asked Kathleen Turner who she thought was dumber, and without missing a beat, she said Jeff Daniels.
No, but like, not really in real life. Like, which character?
Yes, correct. Which character? She definitely says Harry is dumber. Well, so Harry needs a kidney, and there's only one person that he can get it from. So
he and Lloyd set off to find that person who I think you learn in the trailer who it is. Do you remember, JC?
In the trailer? Yeah, they let you know that there might be a special someone in his life that he didn't know about.
A kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, JC already, JC told it.
Smarter.
Yes. Wait, well, that troubles me because that means at some point someone slept with Jim Carrey's character.
No, that's what's so unbelievable about the whole thing, because it's Jeff Daniels who apparently had sex and he's the dumber one. So, that's a nice thing. Isn't that kind of what gives us hope as human beings, that no matter how stupid somebody is, they can still figure out how to put tab A in slot B?
Exactly. You know, that's right. Isn't that weird?
So you're a girl. You're a girl, Dre.
Hey, Drake.
I've only talked to you for 5 years now. You're a girl.
She started from the bottom. Now here.
You're a girl.
Yeah, listen. No, you don't even want him to call me by our personal pet names, right?
No.
Don't do that, Booby Bear. So,
so Gray's a girl.
Do you think other girls will like this? Other girls that don't have the sensibilities that you have, will they like this movie?
I do think that this skews more male. Mm-hmm. I think that men were primarily the fans of the first one, and that's not going to change. However, I didn't think that it, like, I saw a lot of women in the theater who were laughing as hard as I was.
Okay.
So I think a really good gauge is what you thought about the first one. So if you're a woman watching it, which, Big Al, you definitely are not.
No, baby.
But if you were a lady watching the first movie and you thought it was great, mm-hmm. then you probably will think this one is good. So the first film was 65% fresh on the tomato meter. And this film, very surprisingly, all morning has been climbing steadily.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it's still rotten right now, right at this very second. But I think that this foretells good things.
Okay.
So, as we speak, it's about 45%, and I think that's a good place to set your expectation level. Like, if the first one was 65%, then this one is a little bit more than half as good, and that's way better than I was expecting.
Right.
So what I would say is, for this one, control your experience to set yourself up for success way more than you ever do with other movies. Get a group of friends who are all excited to see the movie. Don't take along any non-believers.
Gotcha.
And definitely have a couple of cocktails first.
Right.
So you'll end up loving it.
I did that.
Okay. Good deal.
Here's the thing.
See? Exactly.
It's Dumb and Dumber, so you're not going to get a super deep movie with a deep plot line and an extraordinary dialogue.
Right.
It's stupid humor. So if you just want to laugh, it's for you, right, Gray?
Absolutely. It is still dumb. And it wasn't, and again, the Farrelly brothers are really smart guys. I think that their movies haven't been very good lately, but they return to two characters that at their core are really sweet.
Okay. Yeah. And it's no coincidence that this movie is being released at the end of the year when all of the Academy Award nomination movies come out.
That's a good point, Al.
Thank you.
Thanks, Al.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to sit in a movie that's doing the opposite of taking itself really seriously, and it's also nice to be able to enjoy my large soda and not have to rush to the bathroom 3 times during the film because it's so long.
Yeah.
Thanks, Interstellar.
Yeah.
No kidding. So I enjoyed this one. I think everybody's going to really like it. And fun fact.
What?
Kathleen Turner, a lifetime hero of mine, smacked me on the butt and said I was funny.
Oh,
she did.
Nice.
Yeah, her hand straight up made contact with my butt. Again, I couldn't shake her hand goodbye because it was covered in spit, and you have to watch the video to see why that is.
Where can we watch that video, Gray?
Go to RottenTomatoes.com, and it's on the homepage.
Awesome.
Gray's always bringing us the movies for the thinkers and the people that don't want to think.
Yeah. Something for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch Dumb and Dumber 2 again just because I missed a couple laughs, I think, due to the jokes being laughed over.
And you know what? Here's a clue, too. There's a cameo in this movie. And Harry has a new roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And they never reveal who that person really is. You have to stay in the credits and watch.
Did you stay,
you
JC?
Figure out who it...
Oh,
you didn't stay?
No, I did stay. Now it makes sense.
You just now figured out what the movie was trying to tell you?
I couldn't tell.
Like you said, there's a
Dumb and Dumber too.
You had to wait through the whole through the credits, and then I was like, "Why is it taking so long?" And then it was boom.
We learned that in The Hangover, though. You gotta stay.
Yeah.
You gotta stay, and you gotta actually read the credits to figure out who the cameo was. Because when you figure out who it is, you're gonna love it. There's so many nice little things in this movie. That's a good weekend, and it's nice to just relax our brains a little.
Mine's relaxing right now.
There you go. Thanks, Al. That's great.
I love it when that happens, Pookie Bear.
That's great, Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us a good review of Dumb and Dumber 2.
I'm glad I passed the test. Yay!
You did it, Greg. You're still you could keep your job.
Great.
This time next week, we're gonna be in Walt Disney World.
That's right.
On our annual Kids trip with all the children. And boy, did that time go by fast.
I know.
Every year.
Kids is an organization that takes terminally chronically ill children and their families to Disney World every year. And next week is the time that we're going.
We'll be doing the show from there,
yep.
So you can keep up with all the fun pictures, see where all of your generous donations went. Right now, we're going to meet some of the kids, like Carter. He's seven. If Carter could do one thing at Disney World, he says he would be in a parade because he loves attention. He really wants to see the Lion King show because he loves the music and costumes. And Big Al,
yo,
he's calling for you. Carter wants you to ride the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train with him.
Not a problem, Carter. That is done. Consider it done. Emma is 8 years old, and she really wants to see Doc McStuffins in the park this year. Doc is Emma's favorite Disney character because Doc takes care of all of her friends. Emma really wants to meet JC because Emma thinks that she is Hispanic even though she isn't.
I love that.
It's like JC's wife.
Well, you got it. I'll meet you.
She's blonde and blue-eyed.
We're going to have fun, Emma.
Yeah, JC's very popular among the children. I wonder why. Matthew is 12 and he wants to ride Big Thunder Mountain with you, JC.
Let's do it.
He also likes fast cars. He wants to see the Lights Motor Action Stunt Show, which is always fabulous.
Good. Yeah. I love that show, man. It's probably
and
my favorite.
With his family, this is going to be their first out-of-town trip as a family. That's a big out-of-town trip.
Well, can't wait to meet you, Matthew. Also going on the trip with us, Skylar, 12 years old. And Skylar's ready for Disney World because she has never been on a roller coaster.
Ooh.
And Al, you may need to help her out with that because she wants to meet you.
I can do that, Skylar.
Due to you being awesome.
I can do that, Skylar.
Yeah.
I'm a roller coasterologist.
She also wants to attend a Mickey Christmas party and any musical show, especially if they have Frozen.
Okay.
Gosh. Everybody wants to watch Frozen.
I'm trying to remember if they had Frozen last year. It might have been too new.
That was too new,
was
I
too
think.
New. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I bet by there's something.
There's Elsa has to be there.
Oh, Elsa will be there. And Anna, and I hope Olaf is there. Maybe Sven.
Tito, Jermaine.
Who's Doc McStuffins?
Christoph.
Doc McStuffins on Disney Junior, and she's a little girl that has dolls, and she plays Doctor, and they come to life in her imagination, and she treats their little boo-boos and things.
Okay, they're married with two children. I'm 30 years old, and I'm single with a pug. How am I supposed to keep up with
this? Yeah, this is a new one.
You're going to have to give me a prep.
I know, I feel weird when people don't know who Doc McStuffins is or Jake and the Neverland Pirates. I'm like, how do you not know this stuff?
Yeah, I didn't know either, Jenna. I was just trying to go with the group.
Well, I mean, these are really new characters. The ones that have been around for decades. If you didn't know who Mickey Mouse and Goofy were, we'd have an issue.
Yeah.
But I understand with the newer stuff.
Well, it blows my mind when I see that some of them have been around since like 2010, when I see it shows the episode. Yep.
So, you were watching Disney shows before you had kids.
Yeah, but I was watching like Dog with a Blog.
Hey, that boy on there is cute.
Yeah, that was a good show.
I haven't even heard of it.
But we're going on
our Dog talks, Jenna, but kids, only the kids can hear him.
Kids 2014, officially going to be underway next week. We take off Thursday. First broadcast is Friday.
Great.
It's the trip we look forward to this trip the most because this is what Kid Craddock started, and this is how we get to keep his legacy alive because this was by far his favorite thing in the world.
Make him proud.
And for us to be able to keep doing it means a lot to us.
Daughter Caroline is going to be there. You know, I think Tim Halperin is going to be there for like one day. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Taking more families than we've ever taken before. No, more kids.
And make sure you listen because it's not sad. We have tons of fun.
Yeah.
We bring the happy. Kids 2014 officially starts off next week.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.